My stepdad Luke films everything. When I was younger, I never really noticed the ever-present home video cameras covering every vacation, outing, or school play. But by the time I got to college, it was more than a little annoying. I'm a grown woman now, and the thought of having my stepfather in the background of every moment that we share, his clunky old camcorder attached to his eye, is more embarrassing now than ever. Why not just enjoy the moment while it happens, instead of trying to relive it later on a tiny little screen? However, despite his irritating quest to become a home video amateur, my stepdad is actually pretty cool. In many ways, Luke seems a lot like someone my age, an excited 20-something with no lack of creative inspiration or limit to his insatiable drive for fun. The problem is, regardless of how energized and awesome Luke is on the inside, he still looks like someone's stepdad on the outside. A handsome stepdad, but a stepdad nonetheless. Other than the social awkwardness of having Luke try to hang around all the time, we have a pretty normal relationship. I actually kind of miss him. Ever since I started college and moved across town, I've been too busy to see him all that often. So the annoyance has boiled down into a quiet simmer that lurks just below the surface. Luke lives in the country, so making excuses to get out to his place is hard enough already. But we've managed to establish a routine where I'm put in charge of watching his dogs two nights a week. Meanwhile, Luke's out with my step-uncles playing cards and shooting the shit, but those brief moments where our paths cross are all that we really need. His dogs are beautiful and very sweet, although my mother hated them, which is honestly what I think led to their eventual divorce. Nothing comes between Luke and his dogs, even the beautiful woman who raised me. Granted, my mom is already on her fourth marriage now, so it probably wouldn't have worked out anyway. All in all, I'm glad that Luke happened to be the only one of the stepdads who somehow managed to stick around in my life. I pull up to my stepfather's place just as the sun crests down behind the dense forest of pine trees that surround his house. The air is fresh out here, providing a certain tingle as it hits your skin and a crispness that has to be felt to be understood. The Pacific Northwest is an incredible place, and this little piece of property on the edge of town is one of the best examples of how incredible it can get. I slam my car door and head up the front porch, my shoes echoing loudly across the wood below me until I reach the front door, at which point Luke yanks it open from the inside. "Jillian, sweetheart," my stepdad says, throwing his arms around me, giving me a kiss on the cheek. He smells welcome and warm, like every cozy memory that I have of him wrapped up into one beautiful scent. Luke seems to hold me especially long tonight, which isn't too unusual for him because he can sometimes be a touchy-feely guy, but I definitely notice a particular strangeness. My stepfather pulls back for a moment and looks me up and down, taking me in. "Did I ever tell you how beautiful you are?" Luke asks me. I smirk and shake my head, looking down towards the deck. "Oh my God, don't say that." "It's true," Luke interjects. "What, am I embarrassing you? There's nobody around." My stepfather waves his hand across the deck. "None of your friends are here to think that I'm weird. Can't a man tell a stepdaughter that she's a beautiful young woman?" I roll my eyes. "Fine." "Good," Luke smiles,